520-9710.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank
on Free FM.
Free FM, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Oh, the life of a cop. Frank, do you ever want to be a cop?
Well, I practically will be this Saturday down at Rancho Park Golf Course, playing in the LAPD Celebrity Golf Tournament. You can all come out and see me smack my balls around this Saturday. Gates open at 8 a.m., tee off times at 10 a.m. It's a scramble start, and there's going to be like celebrities on every hole. Let's see, who's played in the past? Wayne Gretzky, Samuel L. Jackson, saw him out there playing last year. Eddie Van Halen, James Woods, Joe Pesci always plays, Kelsey Grammer, Dennis Franz, Jack Nicholson, he always plays. Yeah. So get out your autograph books, maybe you can go out and catch a couple autographs. It's great for the whole family. We're going to police helicopters out there, the bomb squad, mobile museum, the LAPD horses, and great food and drink. And the band that actually won Should I Stay or Should I Go, the birthday bash, the sixth birthday bash. And if you go to frostyheidiandfrank.com, you'll see the sixth birthday bash. You click on that, and it'll show a video of some cuts from the actual birthday bash itself.
Hmm.
The band that won, Wicked Relish.
Love them.
Great. He's
going to be playing out there.
Oh, really?
At Rancho Park Golf Course on Saturday. So go out and see them. All proceeds benefit the Los Angeles Memorial Foundation, which financially assists LAPD family members experiencing catastrophic circumstances resulting in injury or death in the line of duty. Helps out their families. Keeps them going.
I wonder if crime will go up during that, because the coppers, the choppers are tied up. The cops are all over there.
I think LA has more than one chopper.
Oh, okay. There's more than one.
Well, let's hope. I think that we have the budget. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking small town.
So,
you wait till the parade in the small town, and that's when you do your crime, because everyone's in the parade.
That's
Bring
Saturday.
Your friends.
Probably be great.
Good weather. Rancho Park Golf Course, that's in the 10,000 block of West Pico Boulevard in West Los Angeles.
And then Sunday, just real quick since we're doing pluggies, Sunday, Frank and I will be riding in the Long Beach Gay Pride Parade, and I expect jello shots, because, you know, jello shots.
I'm showing my support for the sisterhood and the brotherhood.
And the boys, too.
And the ones who are confusing their sister brotherhood together.
Right. And transgendered, whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time, so come out. I think the parade starts at 10:30 around Temple Avenue.
Yeah, the invite's been coming in, Heidi, from all the houses of the lineup along there.
I know.
Where we got the jello shots
last year.
They're like, you guys are set up.
And the Demon Door Knocker family, they've already said,
yeah,
go to the bathroom, whatever
That's
you need.
A great name for a punk band,
and,
the
Demon Door Knockers.
And so then afterwards, we'll go over to the festival, and you can watch Frank eat a corn dog. It'll be fun.
And for me, Saturday morning, I'll be eating breakfast at Jerry's Deli. Saturday night, playing some online computer games, probably Lotso till about 2 in the morning. And then Sunday morning, I'll probably have breakfast at IHOP.
What a life.
So we all have a full weekend.
That sounds even more gay.
Oh, I'll be watching 60 Minutes Sunday evening.
He's got a date with Morley Safer.
The reason I ask, I'm glad you got the plug in there, Frank.
It seemed like a great segue right there.
Perfect opportune moment. But also, did you ever as a kid want to be a cop? I did. I don't know, maybe you did too because you're sort of a tomboy.
No, I didn't.
Doesn't every little boy grow up playing cops and robbers and you enjoy
being a cop? Yeah, watching Miami Vice growing up, you know, be a vice cop. Undercover, live on a boat, have a crocodile.
Hirachi sandals.
Yeah, I think, you know, watching cop shows. Yeah, you wanted to be a cop. But then when I actually did a ride along with the LAPD, I was like, that's the hardest job. And I was paranoid. I thought everyone was breaking the law.
No desire.
Yeah, so I was like, there's no way I could do this, so I respect those guys.
I couldn't do it because, and we talk about this all the time, because if I'm on a foot chase or what, I don't have that, I'm going to keep my cool, because if you've done something so bad and you're going to run from me and I've had to chase you blocks and blocks, by the time I reach you, I'm not going to go, oh, sir, do you have anything in your pocket? Do you have any weapons? Am I going to poke myself? I am going
to
bash your skull into the ground.
Chase if you've done something so bad and end up catching you. It's when you've done something really not that illegal, but you're running anyway. Now I got to chase your
ass. But that's what I'm saying.
Come on, just stop.
If it was really bad and I'm chasing you, I'm so pissed at the heinous crime just committed.
You're going to love the adrenaline rush of chasing that guy and hopping fences and hedges
fine.
And dodging dogs.
It's my workout. That's fine. But when I catch you, I'm not just going to go, sir, is there anything in your pocket I might get poked with? All right, hands behind your head. You're right to remain silent. Anything you do or say. I'm bashing your skull into the ground until it's just
paste. That's why you can't be a cop, because you can't control yourself.
Did I tell you you're so sweet? You are just that gentle girl that needs to be taken care of.
I am a delicate little flower.
Her voice never gets higher than just that soft tone.
Right. You don't like that voice, though. You don't like when I just talk nice.
You know, I like that voice.
I'd like to believe, though, that Heidi Hamilton, if she ever had tried to be a cop, and I'm glad you didn't.
Oh, I'd be a good cop.
That they would find that side of your personality through some sort of psychoanalysis so they wouldn't let you be a cop. Because you shouldn't be a cop if that's the way you think you're going to act.
She'd be the only female cop with a mustache.
I think there's some others. Baby, and aviator glasses.
Because you do have to take care of that. You got to re-dye that thing for Sunday.
I went to get waxed yesterday, thank you. There's nothing. It's smooth as a baby's butt.
You get
butt.
Your aviators out, they'll think the cops showed up.
I'll go out to the LAPD golf tournament and haunt you.
By in Milwaukee, we call that there a snot catcher. Go out in the cold winter day.
You ever see the guys that have the booger sickles hanging off the ends of their mustache hair?
I used to have those when I had my mustache.
Booger sickles?
Oh, absolutely. You couldn't help it.
I saw a guy sitting in traffic today. He had one of those big, heidly hodly neighbor, that big.
You couldn't see his upper lip?
Yeah. And, he was combing it with a comb. I've never seen a man brush his beard.
I brush mine.
Wait, you comb it
Frank's
with a comb?
Getting some serious, facial growth now. You actually comb that thing? Doesn't look like it. It's not styled
at all. I didn't
comb
it this morning. I got bed beard.
I used to have one of those,
the
too.
The sleepy pirate.
Got rid of her.
Bed beard. He was a narcoleptic.
Walk the box spring, matey. Well, you mentioned watching Miami Vice and stuff. I understand that because I guess I'm the generation just before that. And there was a time which hit me when I was young and looking for a career to go into. It was either going to be the Air Force.
Oh, that's funny.
We would have been so nuked by now had I done that.
You were in
the
Air Force.
Oopsie, bombs bay door. I didn't know the bomb bay door was open. Oopsie,
I'm a bit
sorry,
of a poker.
Moscow. Yeah, I'm poker. I'm always hitting buttons.
What's this do? Frosty, oh boy, we just went to war with Russia. That's not good.
Or, of course, broadcasting in some form or acting. But the other, there for a while.
Thank God you didn't go into any of those.
But there for a while, I was sort of thinking of law, and I don't want to be it now. I have no business being it. But there for a while, I was affected by all the cop shows that were on. And anyone my age knows what I mean. There was a time when the TV schedule was as full of, the schedule was as full of cop shows then as it's full of reality shows now.
Well, it's that way too.
No, but not as many. We had every other show is a cop show. Streets of San Francisco, The Mod Squad, Hill Street Blues, Barnaby Jones, Ironsides, Cannon. Look, every other show was about cops or detectives, and I loved that. Who's the two detective brothers, Gerald McCraney?
Starsky and Hutch?
Yeah, Starsky and Hutch. And
they were brothers?
Simon and Simon.
Simon and Simon.
Oh.
So I, for a while...
Cagney and Lacey, part of the sisterhood.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
But I wonder if some people become policemen for other reasons, which brings me to my story. My, that was a long setup, wasn't it?
A bit of a preamble.
This happened in Seattle. Frank, I thought of you when I read this. I thought this would be you if you were a cop. You would do something like this. Apparently, some undercover cops are taking heat from the police department there in Seattle because they were assigned to case a strip joint. They were supposed to go in there and see if the strippers were offering anything more than stripping, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they did some research on it. And after numerous lap dances and hundreds of dollars of city money being paid to...
Still checking!
To buy these, apparently, instead of just busting them the first time they try something, they wanted to, they say, accumulate evidence. One particular guy, one cop even admits that he groped an exotic dancer's breasts several times. He gyrated in his lap.
Well, you don't want to look like a narc.
Well, that's illegal, though.
Yeah.
Even a regular Joe can't touch the stripper.
Another, it's not illegal.
Well,
might be against the rules.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Another cop admits now that he undid his belt and pulled his underwear down as the dancer grinded against him, sliding her hands you know where. Now, this is all in the guise of trying to make an arrest.
Mm-hmm.
One guy says he had four or five lap dances in a row and then arrested her, testing whether or not she'd offer for sex repeatedly. Some of these three different Seattle cops are part of this strip club sting operation, which was aimed at catching dancers. But I guess they spent the entire evening there and then made the bus late at night.
Of course.
When they're closing down.
Yeah,
oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
Here's my badge.
Frank, have you ever had a dance from the same girl?
Yeah.
You have? Like one that you...
I'm loyal to my strippers.
Is it humiliating if she doesn't remember you from 2 hours
well,
before?
They remember. Yeah, well. 2 hours before, I can come back weeks later. They're like, hey, how you been? How you been?
Maybe that's what they say to everyone, Frank.
You think so?
Well, if they
I thought that was a special how you been just for me.
Mm. I mean, I just thought guys
it's so personal.
Guys liked variety, so I didn't know you'd go back for seconds.
Well, you find a good one, you go back.
Mm.
I got a cop story too, Frosty, out of Dearborn, Michigan. Police commanders are taking heat for not prosecuting a police officer caught spiking brownies with pot and eating them. Now, in this particular story, this guy's name's Edward Sanchez. He was allowed to resign last year after admitting he and his wife baked brownies with marijuana he had taken from a drug suspect.
No.
The officer's troubles began back in April of 06 when he called 911. And I have the 911 call.
Oh.
So here's a little bit of that.
My folks take...
Dearborn Heights emergency?
Yeah, can you please send rescue to...
It's stress.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm having an overdose at his store with my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. So I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, and is there any weapons in the house?
No, please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I'm just, I think we're dying.
Stop it there. Well, that's a cop on the phone. He took some marijuana from a drug suspect, took it home, and his wife baked it into some brownies. That's exactly why I gave Heidi a fake brownie from Ralph's on 420, because this would be her. I'm dying. Call rescue. Help me. That's why I'm never being Heidi.
So what, this cop, Officer Sanchez, so you're saying he's a dirty cop?
And
there's
a dirty Sanchez.
Oh. Look at Heidi, yes.
Well, you know.
Hey, you're in the check for the month.
Had to redeem myself because I can't strip.
There's more to the call.
Well, you know, the lady taking the call sounds like she's fresh out of high school.
She sounded like she was laughing.
Oh, my God. You have a fevery thing. Oh, can I come over
and
party?
Well, seems like there should be more. Obviously, maybe she's experienced marijuana before herself. Like, wait, what?
Have you been drinking, too?
Have you been doing other things?
I'm picturing Britney Spears when I hear her talk.
So I'll continue from the part where he said, I think I'm dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
Okay, how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did. Cuba, come here.
Okay, get her.
She's on the living room ground right now.
Is she breathing?
She's barely breathing.
Is she awake?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, can you look?
Pardon?
Can you look?
I could feel her. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Okay, well, I'm on the phone with you, and do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brownies?
Pardon?
How much did you buy and put in the brownies? You have a confused look.
I swear she's 12 years old. And I love what he says. He's on the living room ground.
Right. He's high.
Definitely stoned. Okay.
Hi.
Just please send rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm trying to figure out how much you bought and put into the brownies, sir.
Probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
Yeah.
Want some sweet tea?
I think he's a big fat girl. Did you guys eat all the brownies? I
ate
the whole pan.
You know, I think the dispatcher went to use the bathroom and left their little pre-teenage daughter to
answer
the calls.
Phones. I got
to
pee.
No, I think in this case, dispatchers are supposed to keep you on the line. If
that's
you
what
think you're
to
dying
yeah.
to keep you conscious until rescue gets there.
So she's just trying to wing it with any question that comes to mind.
Exactly. So how much did you eat them all? How much did you put in?
She's trying to
calm
get information.
Down.
Here's more of the call.
We did.
Okay. And you ate all of them. But how many? Was it a big batch? A little batch?
She is a fat girl.
A quarter ounce.
Okay, but brownie-wise, how many pieces do you guys think you guys had?
I don't know. I probably had like a small chunk. Please come.
Were they moist?
What time is it?
It's 9:37. When did you guys last eat the brownies?
Probably like an hour and a half ago.
Okay, is your wife still breathing?
Yeah, she is. She's kneeling down in front of me.
Okay.
Mm. I know. We have to wait.
Okay, and is she Stacy Sanchez?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Edward.
You're Edward Sanchez? Okay. And did you guys have any other sort of drugs you know of?
Pardon?
Did you guys do anything else today besides marijuana?
No, that's it. But I don't know what was it. The marijuana could have been. There could have been something in the marijuana.
Anything else we can bust you on when we get there?
Okay. Pardon?
Do you guys have any sort of prescription pills? Do you guys take any sort of other medication?
What? Now she's rambling.
What sort of music do you like?
Yeah. Well, I had a one a day earlier. Would that affect it?
Did you see Survivor on Thursday?
Blonde, brunette.
No, I don't. My wife takes Vicodin, though.
And does she take any today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, where's the Vicodin?
The Vicodin is, I don't know, it's in our medicine cabinet.
And he's totally baked.
Okay,
can you stop? I have to ask this because I don't really, I mean, it's been a long time since I've smoked marijuana, special occasions, whatever. It's been a while. But if you're really, really stoned to the point where you think you're dying and you think you're overdosing on it, which he thinks he is, it seems like his answers are still very fast and quick, and he's not zoned
well,
out.
It doesn't make you slur your words or anything. I mean, yeah,
but
you can think.
He
and
still
talk.
Seems he still seems intelligent, rational, and aware of his thoughts. He doesn't sound
panicked.
I've
been there with that guy before. Not
really?
That I thought I was
Does
dying.
Does he have that sound about it? About him?
But I wasn't on the phone with a 911 operator. I was on the phone with an OnStar operator and asked her to help me get me home because I couldn't remember consecutive directions.
I hope she lectured you.
What? Isn't that why anyone has OnStar?
Well, do they turn you in? Do they have?
No.
Well, they should.
Well, they didn't know. I was
Hi,
like,
Mr.
Well,
Kramer now.
I go, I'm just really lost, and I'm scared. Oh, okay. I think I'm in a bad neighborhood.
You know you're going to end up on one of those OnStar commercials.
Yeah.
And that's you stoned.
She's like, are you okay now? You think you can make it? I'm like, no, I don't think I can. Can you stay with me? I'll stay with you as long as you need to, honey.
Honey, okay, she's probably calling.
They're
from,
always OnStar, really. They really
like
are
South
very
Carolina.
Sweet. Yeah,
sweet well, ladies.
If you did call the OnStar star lady and said, "I'm so stoned," I
didn't
know
say
what,
that.
Not, but if you did, I'm stoned. I don't know how to get home. Do they call the cops or do they just guide you home?
They probably would call the cops.
Yeah,
and drive
you.
Me to a police station. Uh-huh. You're home now. Walk in, open a cell, and lay down.
The directions of the county jail. Here they come.
Yeah, I forgot where we left off. I think she's asking them more about drugs.
Take it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
How many does she take on a regular basis? Two, four,
like
eight?
Like, I don't know, like five a day. Please come.
She takes about five a day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you coming?
Yeah, they're on the way. They've been in mall for 2 minutes. It's now 9:38.
Okay.
And she takes about how many? Eight, five a day?
What's that?
How many does she take a day?
She takes like, I don't know, like six.
Six a day?
Like five a day. I don't know. We got into a car accident in Dearborn Heights last year.
Okay. And you don't know how many she's taking today?
No.
Okay. Is there any animals in the house?
Is there any what?
Do you have any dogs, cats?
I'll put them away for you.
Okay. Is the front door open?
Yeah, the front door's open. Come here.
The porch light on?
Pardon?
Is the porch light
we'll
on?
Leave the light on
for
you.
The porch light is on.
Are there any weapons in the house?
You already asked me that.
And what'd you say?
Yeah. Well, no, there is.
Where is that?
It's in my closet.
Is that in the back bedroom?
Yeah, in the front bedroom.
In the front bedroom?
Yeah. Go on.
He seems more in the ball than her, actually.
I know. She's stoned.
Okay.
She's eating some brownies.
Interesting. Oh, editing something there, like an address.
Okay.
Come on, Ginger.
At one point here, I think it's coming out.
Where is that right now?
They're on the way, sir. Do you guys do this on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time that we've ever done it.
See, I
And you've never done marijuana before?
Yeah, I have.
You have, and you've never had this reaction to it before?
No, ever. What's the score in the Red Wings game?
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
The Red Wings game.
He's not dying.
I don't watch the Red Wings.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure this isn't some type of, like, hallucination that I'm having.
Oh, why? What's the score say?
3-3.
What channel
is
it on?
Channel 2.
What year is it? Who's the president?
God.
It's 2-2.
Huh?
It's 2-2.
Okay.
What?
Your police tell your officers they just passed me.
Oh, they just passed you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a different cop. How could they screw it up?
Okay, well, we'll let them know, okay? Go outside and flag them down, okay?
Okay, my mother-in-law just got here, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Somebody's up an
escalator. That's pretty much it.
Isn't that dangerous to tell the stone guy to run out in the street and flag a car down?
No, the fact that he's a cop never came up in the conversation.
No, but he is, and he, yeah. This is during the Celi S, the score of the Red Wings game. Says the officer's wife, Stacy Sanchez, admitted to police investigators that she had previously removed cocaine from her husband's police cruiser and used it during a three-week binge.
Wow.
But they both didn't get charged with anything.
Well, how was that?
He was forced to resign. That was it.
Well.
And I've been with that. Like you said, that friend of yours that at the blues festival.
Yeah.
Who all of a sudden was like, take me home.
Right.
And passed out.
Because your one friend was like, hey, we're going to go party after this. And I just kind of looked at him like, are you kidding me? Yeah, we can't go
anywhere. Yeah, when you're with that one who goes, I think you need to call 911. No, we don't. But obviously she made him call my mother, call 911.
I'm dying.
Or in one case, we're dead already.
I think we're dead.
We're dead. She's laying on the living room ground.
On the ground.
Dead.
We'll take it right from there. We come back. Number's 888-520-9710 if you want to join us. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. This is Free FM. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Here's our number if you want to jump in. 888-520-9710. Hey, Tamalina.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, am I on the air?
Yes.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to tell you. What's that?
Oh, boy.
I was going to say my funny line I always say. No, we're communicating through ESP.
Thank God we got that out.
Glad I didn't say that, though. Well, that concludes that call. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good, good. Yeah, I've made a lot of marijuana brownies in my time. And the funny thing is that guy called in, and he was, I think he said an hour and a half ago he took them. There's actually, I've gotten this down to a science. It's 2.5 hours is when you peak. So he wasn't even at the worst of it yet.
He's referring to a story out of Dearborn, Michigan, where an ex-cop, but at the time he was a cop, he confiscated some marijuana from a drug suspect, took it home to his wife, they made brownies, then he ended up calling 911, freaking out, thinking they were dead.
Right.
And the
worst part about it is that when you make the brownies, you make them in the pan, but when you stir it, if you don't stir it right, you could get a giant clump of it in one spot. And then, I mean, I've had this before where you eat like, you know, you have a brownie and it doesn't do anything to you. And then like 2 weeks later, you have another brownie out of that batch and it, you know, you're like lying on the floor shaking.
I thought you fixed that point when you mixed it with butter. Frank was saying how you make it with butter and then it's all, you just put the butter in the batter.
Well, that's kind of wastes a lot of it though. Mm. The best way to do it is to actually melt butter in the pan with, and then kind of saute the weed, and then add the brownie mix to it. So you don't want to strain the weed out, because then you're wasting the weed.
I don't think you'll find this recipe on the back of a box of Betty Crocker brownie mix, but whatever.
Maybe MarthaStewart.com. I'll check later today.
Todd Nervine, you're on Free FM.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Well, first time, long time.
Welcome.
Hey, back in high school, a buddy of mine, we went up in the hills, we got high, you know, and he started freaking out on us, having a panic attack or something. We were like, okay. He's like, no, dude, feel my heart. It's racing. Take me to the hospital. I'm like, oh, no, we're not going to take you to the hospital. We'll take you to our buddy Alex's house. He'll tell you it's all right. Our buddy Alex is a few years older than us. So we take him over to Alex's house. We get there, and Alex feels his pulse. He's like, yeah. Yeah, dude, you're going to die.
Oh, no.
He's that great.
He's like, I told you guys, I told you. Now, the funny thing is actually today, actually, he's a cop now in Orange County.
Well,
you got some stories to tell on him. Do you have panic attacks, Heidi?
I've had two in my life. I haven't had one in a while.
And what was going on at the time?
The first one, nothing. I mean, I was still living with my mom and dad, and I was going to a New Year's Eve party. And I was in the bathtub at my mom and dad's house and laying back. I was just relaxing. I was reading the TV guide and that was all that was in there. And all of a sudden, my heart started to race, beat so hard. It wasn't fast so much in the beginning. It started to beat so hard that I felt it in my temples, in my neck, in my ears. And then as I'm like, whoa, what's.
But you weren't anxious about something before it came on? It just came on?
No, I really wasn't.
Were you leaning back and pinching a neck vein?
No.
Causing pressure in your...
And I was going to a New Year's Eve party with a bunch of friends that I knew. It wasn't like...
And you were sitting on the toilet reading Reader's Digest.
I was in the bathtub.
Soaking.
Yeah, and, right. That's the story now.
And I start... I mean, then my heart starts to race so fast. And now... and I can't catch my breath.
But there's no reason. So you couldn't stop it right there because there's no reason.
No, because I hadn't learned how. And so I yell for my mom, and my mom comes in, and she said, what is wrong with you? Why?
How old were you?
Probably just before, I had probably gone off to college and I was home for Christmas break. I think that's how it was. So I was probably 18 or 19.
Was it a bubble bath? Because when she busted in, did you have bubbles strategically placed?
I didn't even care, you know. No, I didn't.
But isn't that the time when she pointed out that you didn't have any hair down there?
No, that was my brother, and I was in the fourth grade, and I should have had any hair.
Your mother came in one time, and you're in the bathtub, and was like, oh my gosh, dear, look at that.
No, that was when I was living in California, and I had my boob job, and my mom came out to help, you know, because I couldn't do anything, and I was taking a bath, and I couldn't wash my hair, couldn't lift my hands above my head. And so my mom was helping me wash my hair, and she goes, oh my God, you don't have any hair down there. And I go, no, I don't. Why would you get rid of all that? I'm like, well, because I don't want old 1970s beeb like you got going on.
I say, Mom, why did you look?
Anyway, so back to my panic attack, she comes in and she feels how fast my heart is racing. And she's like, she said, Dave, it's going awfully fast. Maybe she should go out to Margaret Mary, which is the hospital in town. And now I'm set in a whole nother mode, right? I'm really panicked.
Your dad going there too? She called for dear.
No, she yelled through the door. So I don't know what happened on his end or if he called or not, but I didn't go to the hospital. She just sat and talked to me. What's going on? And all of a sudden my heart started to slow down. So I learned the next time it happened about a year later, I was on the freeway. And that same feeling started to come over. My heart started racing, and I was like, oh, God. Now I can't swallow. I can't breathe. My heart's racing.
But you weren't late to get somewhere? Nope. Traffic wasn't exceptionally bad?
That's the weird thing about panic attacks, Frosty.
And you haven't had one since.
Because I learned the signs that it's going to come on, and I know that I'm not dying. I'm fine. I've been checked out. I'm fine. My heart's strong. It's fine. And I just sort of think it away. In a way.
But see, that's why it's like doing brownies with you. Hard telling if you can control that like you think you can. You're going to be freaking out and thinking it's the marijuana, but it's just really a panic attack.
You know what, Frank? You're right. You're right.
Because last thing I want to do is party with a girl who can't swallow.
But if she knew going in that she were going to experience a racing heart and it's all part of the experience, you're going to feel goofy and funny. Mm-hmm. If you know that going in, then you shouldn't freak out when it happens. She may be fine partying with you, Frank, because she knows she's going to get.
And I've given her the test brownie, which was a placebo, because I thought she'd be like overly anxious about it and cause the symptoms herself. Mm-hmm. I think I can feel it. Oh, my heart's beating. Call the hospital. It was fake.
You'd have had a good laugh.
Yeah, I would have.
But see, but you see I'm sorry. If you had told me ahead of time, I'd have faked it.
You could have a whole line, Frank, of Frank Kramer test brownies. Buy them in the store.
You do that, the test brownie with a chick first, and you're like, she was cool. Now we can get high. But do you see how much I trust you that I was willing to something I've never done? And I look at you, and if you're telling me, don't worry.
All right, you've taken a flight in the simulator. Now it's time to get behind the stick in the cockpit.
Well, now I'm nervous. Behind the stick in the cockpit?
You know,
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
If you guys really, really, really want to live dangerously, I mean, we've never done this either. You could someday. We could arrange this here on the show. I would be perfectly willing if you want to give me like a test. Celery and tomato, like a test salad.
See,
and see how I react. I don't know. I don't know how I'd react.
You might end up just tossing it.
I would inject it with PCP just to freak you out.
But it's tomatoes making me see things.
Mitch, you're with Frosty, Eddie, and Frank.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was cruising here listening to you guys, and I got a brownie story. I'm actually a weed smoker, a pot smoker, been smoking for about 10 years, and every day I'm a big time stoner, so nothing compares to brownies though. When it comes to high, I recently just tried them actually about a couple months ago, and I mean, I was on my ass. It was ridiculous. I can handle all of it, like the best of the best, hash and all that. And, I mean, brownies it took the cake, you know? And,
so to speak.
Nice.
Frank, you said you don't like a brownie high, right? You said it's
completely. No, I didn't say
that. I thought you said it's just.
It's different. It's completely different.
That's strange.
Girl Scout high is better. Wouldn't there be the danger of.
Don't you mean we
Boy
blow?
Scout.
Wouldn't there be the danger of getting fat? Because you're going to get the munchies when you're high anyway, but you're eating brownies too. It's all the extra calories coming in. Brownie, 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 pizza, pizza, pizza. Chef Boyardee.
You're worried about
lemon,
calories?
Whatever you can find. 888-520-9710 is our number. Back to the rest of you in a bit. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
I have prizes to give away that I was supposed to give away earlier today, and I didn't. So it's time for news and comment.
Yay!
Comment on the news story, and I will give you a prize.
Oh, good.
First up, I love the taste of pizza, and I love the taste of beer. A lot of people do. When you go out and order a pizza, you get the pitcher of beer with it, or you order some cold ones.
They're made for each other.
They're made for each other, but I don't think they're made to be with each other.
What do you mean?
Pizza-flavored beer.
Ew.
Actually, it's kind of intriguing, I think. Why not? You're having pizza with the beer?
See, there's certain things that go together. Like, yeah, you love the taste of pizza, you love the taste of beer, and one following the other is great, but this is not a Reese's cup here. It's not, hey, your chocolate's in the peanut butter. Pizza beer.
Hey, bartender, could I get a pitcher of pepperoni Pabst?
Exactly.
Oh,
I like the taste of mayonnaise, and I like the taste of women, but I don't want my women tasting like mayonnaise. So
don't skip the tangy zip.
Yeah, there's a guy named Tom Seifert. He's mixing up the concoction in his garage. He's one of those home brewers, and he decided the idea of pizza beer, and he's putting it in a bottle. He's actually going to start selling it at Walter Payton's Roundhouse outside of Chicago in a few weeks. It says the only people who know the recipe are this guy and his cat, Jethro.
Jethro.
Yeah. You want to drink anything from a guy who has a cat named Jethro, and he made this stuff in his garage.
In his garage.
And it has chunks of pizza in it?
No.
Well,
that's how he makes it. I guess he actually puts, you know, pizza ingredients with his beer batter, you know, whatever, wheat and barley and hops.
Well, yeah, what else would give us?
And strains it all off. And so it's pretty much, I puked my pizza in my beer, then strained the chunks and drank it again.
So it doesn't surprise
delish.
Me. I figured that's how you'd add the taste of a pizza, is to do exactly what he did.
There are actually real pieces of pizza stirred into the mix.
Does the beer have chunks and, you know, like
no,
pulp?
No. He's strange. It says, too many garden tomatoes cooked up the idea for pizza beer last year. So they had all these tomatoes left over. Mm. What are we going to do? Let's make pizza beer.
Have it and then judge it. Don't judge it before you have it.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's a damn good idea.
If you have a comment on pizza beer, if you have a combo that's good separately,
but not
together, but not together.
Mm. Mm-hmm. 888-520-9710. Hello, Hoover.
Hello.
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, Hoove.
What about the beer, huh? What do you think?
Well, we said what we think. What do you think?
This is where you comment.
I think pizza beer would be great.
Hoover, just say it would suck. That would make sense, and it'd be funny. See?
Heidi, baggage.
Hoover, it sucks.
Pizza beer would be great. That's something else you could drink.
Eureka, you're stupid. Said the singer.
At least you didn't call me a Dyson.
Okay, is this prize worthy?
Is that a Swedish lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh, why not? I'm going to give you Crackdown for the Xbox 360. Game includes the exclusive Halo 3 preview teaser. Or your logo to Xbox.com.
Hey, Christian Glendale, you're on Free FM.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, that sounds like a lot like the Clamato beer. You know how people mix the...
No, but I've had Clamato, and that's not too bad.
You got shots for it?
It would be
Clamadio.
As long as it didn't have chunks in it.
I've had the tomato sauce or tomato juice in beer.
Yeah.
And it is pretty good, but I didn't...
No, but have you had the Clamato juice, the clam juice and tomato juice? You've had that, made a Bloody Mary out of Clamato?
No, I poured that in beer. I've never had a Clamato Bloody Mary, no.
Ugh.
And what did he win?
Well, I forget what that's called. The tomato juice in a beer. What's that called?
I'm not sure what it's called, actually.
Red?
Prairie Hellfire?
No, that's a tequila shot with Tabasco.
Oh.
It's
called a mistake, is what it's called.
See beer, if you ask me.
It's called oops.
I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to the AVP Pro Beach Volleyball Tour this weekend in Hermosa Beach.
All right, thanks, guys.
For more info, go to avp.com.
I think one of the girls who works here, a sales girl from Indiana, isn't her sister playing in that?
I don't know.
Remember? You're like, hot sales girl. Yeah.
Who?
He doth not know.
All right.
I'm out of prizes, so your comment is worthless.
Oh, all right. I was just trying to kill time till 51:30.
Mike.
And remember, we take all these calls we got coming in.
Mike, go ahead.
Don't you know a girl who knew a girl who once played volleyball?
You're a national treasure, for one thing.
Me, yes.
And I came up with that flavor a long time ago. It's called vomit.
Oh, no, that was prize-worthy.
We don't have anything gooey. Darn it.
I gave it away to the guy. Mike, so what you think about beer?
It's very, very, very good. How would you guys ever put French fries in your cheeseburger? I've done that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So if they made a hamburger meat that had French fry flavoring,
that's
it would be the same thing?
Somehow.
No, but if they made the soda that you get in the combo meal tastes like fries in your burger...
I think it would save a lot of time.
That would be awful. That's my swish, not my meal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm.
Can Slim Fast make a diet shake that tastes like turkey, stuffing, potatoes, gravy, and apple pie?
No, it's like I like having a glass of red wine with some cheese. That's real. It's a good combination. But if you made cheese flavored wine.
Does wonders for your breath, I'll bet.
They do a wine-flavored cheese. There's a Merlot cheese that's purple.
Really?
I won't even try it. I'm like, no, I like wine and I like cheese, but I don't want to eat Merlot cheese. Mm-mm. Merlot cheese. Sounds like a good Italian restaurant.
I like ice cream and I like gravy, but I'm not going to pour gravy on ice cream.
Right. Have you tried it? It may be the taste sensation of this injury.
Oh, like you don't know.
Well, okay. Whatever. I do know.
Maybe that's where I thought I had it, maybe once at your house.
Rob in Sunset Beach, you're on Free FM.
Rob?
No, Rob.
This is June.
Oh. Hey, June.
All right. Isn't that just called backwash?
It really is.
Yeah, that was funny, too. Remember that Rob I was talking about? Here he is. Hey, Rob.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
Hey, Frank, I just want to let you know that Clamato in beer is actually called a Caesar.
No, it's something else.
It doesn't ring a bell.
It's you know what it is? It's what Canadians drink. You don't get Bloody Marys there. They order Caesars, and it's the same thing. That's in a Bloody Mary, except they use Clamato juice.
Maybe that's...
No, that's
I just mean tomato juice in a beer. There's a name for that.
Yeah,
it's not Caesar. Maybe that's the Canadian name for it, but I'm looking for the American name.
Oh, now we'll never know.
Is it just enough to give it color, or do you actually taste the tomato?
You drop it in,
you
right?
taste it, and it's not bad. No, you actually pour it in. It's like a reddish-looking beer.
So you're willing to try that, and it's okay, not bad, you say, but you don't want pizza-flavored...
I don't want chunks of anything floating in my beer.
You're a hard, hard man to figure out, Frank Kramer.
It's called a red-eye.
Red eye,
I think
or
I said
bloody
that.
Beer.
I said that.
Did you say red eye?
Yeah.
I don't listen to you, like the audience. I'm starting to tune you out.
I understand, and no offense taken.
Well,
I get it.
Make sure you keep tuned in to Tom Likas. It takes over when we are done. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.